Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Happy Mama Movement podcast. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama, journalist, coach, and founder of Mama Rising. This podcast is a space of community and collaboration. We gather stories of matrescence, motherhood, womanhood, and change told by our Mama Rising coaches and mothers around the globe, in the knowing that through our stories, we can begin to heal and change the way the world sees, values, and supports mothers everywhere. So, welcome to the Happy Mama Movement. And welcome to an episode of Take the Mic. Take the Mic is an initiative of Mama Rising to hand this platform and this microphone over to one of our amazing Mama Rising coaches and facilitators around the world to give her a chance to share her story of matrescence and motherhood, the stories of the mothers in her community, so we can all hear each other's stories, heal together, and change the way the whole world acknowledges matrescence and motherhood. So here is one of our coaches.
Everyone, my name is Fabi Bolaños, and as Amy does in our Mama Rising program, I would like to acknowledge the piece of land where I was born, where I grew up, and also where I currently live, and that is Costa Rica in Central America. I would like to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm an enthusiastic HR consultant and entrepreneur, and I also a passionate coach and recently a Mama Rising certified practitioner, which actually has been among many certification and eye-opening experience that has changed the way that I see myself as a woman and also has made me thought about the purposes that I have in life. And I say purposes in plural, because with this program, one of the many aha moments that I had was the fact that when we decide to become mothers, we struggle with these competing devotions between personal and professional life. But after this process that has been very insightful, these competing devotions, they don't longer compete in my life, and they do have a name. So I do have two professional purposes in life. One is Chief 506, which is the consultancy company that I created with my best friend and mentor on diversity, equity, and inclusion, leadership, and well-being topics for companies. But also my second one is my coaching sessions and programs to support people through life changes, finding their purposes, but also the tools to live a more meaningful life. My third one, but not least, is the one that gives me a lot of joy, and that's being a mom. I'm the mom of Santiago, who is 14, and Matias, who soon will be 11. And in retrospective, I think this has been this treasure, because if I connect the dots of the experiences in my life, I will say without a doubt that becoming a mom 14 years ago marked the path that has led me to these professional purposes and to redefine now the woman that I am. becoming a mom, so you know, and probably many of you that are hearing, wasn't easy since the beginning. As a 26-year-old, I had everything planned. I already graduated from uni. I was working on a transactional company. At that time, I was married. And I was just thinking, what's the next step or the next checklist that I need to check and mark? And that was having a baby and just having this idea of the family that I wanted. And a little bit following what normally and culturally is expected from a woman in this part of the world. Or at least that was the idea that I had. And when I say it wasn't easy, I refer to the fact that I thought there was something that would happen as soon as I decided, as with all the plans in my life. And then there, I had my first lesson in this process. And it was that things happen at the right moment and when they need to happen, not when we want. And probably some will relate to this, but it took a year for me to get pregnant. And with that, it came all the challenges of expectations not being met. And it was a frustrating process. And I think 14 years ago, I did not have as many resources and information as I see now people have when they decide to take this path of being mothers and fathers or parents. My two pregnancies after that went fine. I enjoyed them. It was just like this beautiful stage, seeing your belly grow, the baby moving, everyone around me expecting the baby. It was just like this nice phase that kind of ended after giving birth. I feel like this fairy tale that I had in my mind actually was crushed with a wave of changes that I did not plan or I didn't see coming. I just thought that the changes that I would have was more on a physical area, meaning having the challenges of breastfeeding or just losing baby weight. But in fact, it was a roller coaster of emotions and changes in all aspects in my life. And sometimes at that time, I felt that I did not recognize myself any longer, or at least who I used to be. I felt a little bit lost. And with that feeling, I was like, now that I think about it, and after just having this process, it was like a dance in between this guilt of feeling the way that I was feeling inside me, having this expectation of being the happy mom, and the mom that was grateful for these beautiful kids, that they were healthy and they were cute, and having them in my arms just gave me this joy. But at the same time, this dance, it was between this guilt, this relief, or just really feeling tired, not knowing what to do. But again, it was this voice that started in my head, which now I know it has a name, right? This is a kind of a mean voice that I didn't knew was there, but it just recently just appeared out of the blue, asking me and questioning if I was doing it right, thinking about the responsibility that I just had, just having a human being under my arms that was going to be part of the world, and what type of human being this person would be was determined by me and all the people around this baby. So it was a lot of things, but also just coming back to work, feeling that I had to do it all. And for my type of personality, and now I understand that it was even more heavy, this weight on my shoulders. However, it was not until I heard about matrescence that I was also recently part of this program of Mama Rising, that I had this experience of feeling like a veil was revealed or was taken out of my eyes. Because many, many questions and doubts finally had an explanation. And I also realized that it wasn't just me and it wasn't only in my head, but there was a process or a common process that many, if not all women, go through. And as we say in neuro-linguistics programming, when you can see it, you can transform it. And so I did, or at least I'm on that process. My life since then has become even more meaningful as I am in the process to redefine the woman that I am with other lens, with the lens of these different steps or components that we take into this program, which are kindness, self-kindness, self-compassion, thinking about my strengths, what are my values? This way of thinking how we can do things with grace, trusting and connecting with others to actually support us as women. So this has been an before and an end. I mean, it has been like a point of no return for me. And I wish I had known everything before or 14 years ago, that this is a natural process that could last years, and that there is also social, cultural, and systemic imprints that are part of these invisible barriers that we face as women. And how important is to take compassion steps towards ourselves, and most importantly, to not feel guilty of these feelings of redefining the woman that we are. And now I want to no longer have to compete with emotions and with gracefully have this new version of myself. And then as a result of this process, I am committed to spread out the word. I feel like this is a knowledge that everyone should know. In every opportunity that I have, I talked about matrescence, I talk about mama rising, not only with women, but also with everyone. Because I feel like that everyone has, or that we do have the responsibility to create more awareness around the matrescence process and the way that we can change how we perceive motherhood and support the process, starting by deconstructing myths and social cultural mandates that no longer serve our society. And then I have a vision. My vision is that with Ceci, my mentor, friend, and co-founder of Shift 506, is that we will be able to support returning moms to work with an integral program for companies that women would have this process of having this coaching process, but also companies taking responsibilities to create the environment for them to have a safe space and everything that they need to come back, including leaders, supervisors, and teams or colleagues. So this is me, and I'm very thankful to be part of this process, to be able to take this responsibility. And I invite you to keep on searching, keep on creating networks, and all, if you would like to connect with me, with us in Shift 506, all the details are below in the show notes. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you for being a part of this global matrescence community and following along with this podcast. Please make sure you hit subscribe on your podcast player and share this podcast far and wide. If you would like to work with one of our Mama Rising coaches to support you through your own matrescence experience, please look at our directory of amazing coaches, facilitators, workshop leaders, and space holders at mamarising.net. And consider donating to our Global Matrescence Foundation so all mamas everywhere can receive this support. And finally, if you would like to consider being a Mama Rising coach yourself and bring this work into your part of the world, please jump on our waitlist for our next intake for the Mama Rising Coaching Certification. Until next week, thank you again for being a part of this movement.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.